You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
The Michael K. Show.
My dad had this habit of course, you'd also get the bottle of soda with the pizza.
Of course.
He would tear the pizza box up and put the torn box into the liter bottle of soda to see if he'd be able to make it fit, and he always did.
I don't understand the physics
of
a big pizza box being ripped up in a 2 liter bottle, right?
I know, right?
There's no way. There's no way.
Not, I'm telling you,
the surface size of a pizza box and the actual size of a 2 liter bottle, no way in God's green earth that could occur.
So now you think his dad's a liar?
No, I think Don's a liar.
We're gonna make it happen. I've seen it happen many times before.
And the entire box.
The entire box.
And I come from a long line of pizza owners.
The Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN.
I can honestly tell you that wasn't planned during the pre-show meeting.
We did not know where we were going.
So Brian Tommy on X says I'm a bad guy.
Yeah.
Michael K. asks a dumb question, then gets mad when LeGrecq and Rosenberg don't answer all he wants. Yep. But Michael never answers the would you questions either. I would answer any question, and I'd be much more forthright and honest than either of these two. Much more.
So what would
you do? Let them come up with would you questions next Wednesday. Well, I'll answer every one honestly.
Well, what about the one you asked us?
What?
What about the one that you asked us?
I wouldn't act on it. That's the answer.
You'd rather...
I wouldn't meander through everything. I wouldn't act on it.
Okay.
I don't act on a lot of my urges because it's not socially acceptable. That's how a human being functions.
Okay. And I accept that. Why couldn't you accept our answer?
Because you meandered to it. Oh, that's so difficult. Oh, but you acted like it's crazy when it happened to Martin Brodeur.
I like how the standard for something not being crazy is if it happened to Martin Brodeur once. That means it's not crazy.
It was very crazy when it happened.
Don, obviously it was crazy. Still is crazy. if it happened to Martin Brodeur, it's regular.
I didn't say it's regular. I'm just saying it happened. So it's not like I pulled it out of the air.
No, but, I'm not saying that.
You call it meandering. We're entertaining.
Did you like the new form of Woodges? Would you rather be Mahomes or Brady? Ori or Anthony? Judge or Cole.
Yeah, but don't you want some?
No, I didn't enjoy those at all.
So it's just be yes or no? That's entertaining. That's fun.
Well, while you were in the bathroom, I did ask one other one, Peter.
Oh, what's that?
Would you rather never find true love in your whole life, but be a fairly happy billionaire?
Or obviously find true love and not be a billionaire.
Right.
But you're a pretty happy billionaire, just no true love?
Right. I think I'm going with that. I answered it, okay, Tommy, whatever your name is.
Yeah, no, I'll take it. I mean, in spite of the fact that I'm thrilled that I found true love and not a billionaire, I think you got to take that.
And one more. Would you rather be Stallone or Arnold?
Stallone or Arnold? We did this one already.
No, we never did it. Never did it.
It feels familiar, but
who would you rather spend a day with? We literally did a comp.
Well, that's a different question.
Okay,
though.
But this is who would you rather be?
Whose life would
you rather have?
Bob Manfred.
I'd rather have Stallone.
Yeah, you said that last time too about meeting him, about spending a day with him.
But here's my selfish
Arnold.
Answer. You would go Arnold?
Arnold has the cooler life.
Oh, really?
I don't.
Yeah. He acted on the urge with the housekeeper.
Oh, I'm not looking at... I have to make every mistake they made also?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about their career. I don't know. Oh, no, by the way, 100%. Sylvester Stallone lost one of his children. If we want to get really specific,
oh my
Don,
God.
Right?
See,
we got to go.
You made it morbid.
Well, hold on. If we're including everything that happened in their life, then I will take the plight that was Arnold's life.
I don't know if I'd want to run a state. I wouldn't make for to be a good politician. I wouldn't find that entertaining.
But it's a hell of a run to have.
No, it's a nice run for sure. But I think I would go Stallone. I don't know if I'd want to be from someplace else.
Don, you could finally fight the time zones, though, if you made it to that level. Think about it.
The Allstate commercial wasn't bad with Arnold, right?
No, it wasn't
awful. That
was
pretty good.
Yankees pitchers and catchers today. And there were injuries that Aaron Boone.
Immediately.
Holy
crap. I love it. Great.
So Scott Efros, who was acquired by the Yankees a couple of years ago, then was out last year with the Tommy John surgery. He had the Tommy John surgery. He was all better from that. Then in December, he had a back surgery. So Scott Efros will not be available to them until probably summer, maybe end of June, beginning of July. I don't think that's a killer. I don't know if you really factored that in when you're looking at their bullpen. Now you're acquiring a really good relief pitcher without giving anything up. So that's the way you have to look at it, and it gives them more time to recover from the Tommy John. That was number one. Number two, that Aaron reported that Jose Trevino has a calf injury, so he will not catch the first 2 weeks of games. So the games don't even start till the last week of February. So you got to cross your fingers and hope that he's ready for the start of the season. He missed most of last year after undergoing the wrist surgery. So those were the injuries that were reported today. Also, Lou Trevino, one of the pitchers that the Yankees got in the deal with the A's, he was released during the offseason, but he came to camp and was signed today as a non-roster player, so he could also help in the bullpen. Aaron Boone met with the media for a half hour, state of the team, the whole deal. And I thought the best quote, he said, "We are hell-bent on winning a championship." I mean, that's what every fan wants. But I love reading the reaction to questions like that or answers like that, Don and Peter. Oh, yeah. Until injuries. What do you want a manager to say? Yeah, we'll be happy if we finish fourth.
Well, especially.
I mean, people are out of their mind.
Well, and it's not even because it's the Yankees and that's the mission statement every year. When you go out and trade for a generational talent and you only are guaranteed to have him for 1 year,
you're hell-bent.
Then you're going to be hell-bent to win a championship. They didn't do this to sell tickets. They didn't do this to win 100 games or to solidify a playoff spot. They did it to win a championship. I know last year they won 82 games, Michael, but if Judge doesn't get hurt, if Rizzo doesn't get hurt, they're a playoff team. Now, maybe they wouldn't win the division. Maybe they wouldn't win 100 games. They'd make the playoffs. And I think they've got enough talent without Soto to make the playoffs next year. But you get Soto to win a championship. So it's not typical Yankees. I think any team that's got the talent of the Yankees and acquire a talent like Soto would have the exact same answer to the question. Now, back to the calf injury, isn't that a precursor to an Achilles? Is that a concern?
I mean, the calves are very, very difficult, though. Those are the injuries that really worry me, especially a catcher, with how often the calf comes into play. And, baseball, when you run, it's an explosive movement on the calf. So that does worry me, but they don't seem concerned. But usually the first time they announce an injury, all teams are not that concerned.
Well, and Joe Leo reminds us, wasn't there a calf injury for Aaron Rodgers during training camp?
Yep.
So, Peter, yep. I stepped on you. I apologize deeply.
I was just going to say, I'm also not like – on one side, of course, the people's reaction to that stuff is over the top. On the other side, I'm not going to sit there and like give lots of credit for saying they're hell-bent on winning a championship. I hope so.
But wouldn't it be worse, guys – if he gave an answer like, "Well, we're going to try to win," I think there's a lot of teams that believe they can win, and we think that if everything breaks right for us and we give it the old college try, that we've got a chance at a championship. Everybody would jump up and say, "Why are you not confident?" He can't win for losing.
But no, you can't win. That's a great point, Don. But here's what really gets me. I don't know why I allow it to get me. So yesterday I tweeted out that Yes was going to carry the Aaron Judge press conference at 1 o'clock, which they did live. And, just the comments. Oh, what you going to say? How great they are? How they're going to win? No, he's going to say they stink. I mean, what kind of morons are you? What do you expect? What did Carlos Mendoza say yesterday? What did Dave Roberts say out in L.A.? What do you people expect? Do you expect a manager to sit there and say how bad his team is? I mean, to have that mindset and to claim that you're actually a fan of the team, well, you're out of your cotton-picking minds.
I'm going to tell, and I've said this a bunch of times, you know, those whole, it's only, they only care about a championship and nothing moves the needle until they lift the trophy at the end of the year. You're not a fan of the team, you're a fan of the championships. Because you're a fan of this team. If you love the New York Yankees, today's a big day. Just like Thursday was on the K Show. You're hearing from your manager for the first time, talking about the upcoming season, which you should be excited about. And if your first instinct is to rip it, and then you're not a fan of the team. You're just a fan of the rings. You're a fan of the championships. And if this team wasn't great and didn't have the pedigree and didn't win a bunch of championships when you were a kid, you'd be a Met fan or a Dodger fan or not a baseball fan at all. You're not a fan of the team if you're ripping into the manager having a press conference. You should be excited about that if you're a baseball fan. Pitchers and catchers, I always laughed at it, Michael, but when – you know, because there's still a long way to go before the games mean anything. But it's been a long winter. Your team was 82-80. They went on and acquired one of the best players in baseball. Expectations are they're going to compete for a championship. You don't get excited today for your manager speaking? Then you're not a fan. I'm sorry. You're not a fan.
And also, to throw shade, you know, a complaint that Yankee fans have during the season is that Aaron Boone never rips his team. Don't hold your breath, kids. He's not going to rip his team. He's not. Managers don't rip their team anymore. It's not like Billy Martin. They're not allowed to rip their team. The organization don't think it furthers the cause. But to sit there and just like mock him and throw shade at him because he's going to talk about the positive things on his team, you really aren't fans. You need your head examined.
I'm really disgusted by these people because I'm not a fan of the Yankees, but I look at it and I go, all right, I know it's about championships and you haven't won since 2009. When you really look at it, relatively speaking, it's kind of embarrassing that you're that upset that it's been that long considering some of the other teams in this market. But I understand they built up a certain standard and tickets are expensive and they've got a high payroll and all that stuff. But it just feels like this greatness is wasted on you. Right, Peter? Like the couple of summers ago with all the complaining about Gallo and this and that, it's like, why not just enjoy Aaron Judge going out there and hitting 61 home runs? Why can't you enjoy the fact that your team's good and your team's going to be competitive and they're competing for something? You know, my team feels like that. I think they can be more competitive than people think, but you know, it's not destination championship for the Mets in 2024. And for a lot of teams, it's more of a pipe dream than an actual reality. For Yankee fans, I mean, there's a lot of good, exciting things that are happening. I wish you'd appreciate it more, and I really hope the people that tweet and the people that call are the vocal minority. I hope the majority of the fans, and I think this is the answer, do appreciate it and do care. So maybe it's our fault for paying that much attention to the vocal minority, but for those people, Michael, I feel bad for you. You've got a great team, you've got a fun team, you've got an exciting team, and you just don't appreciate it.
It's weird. It's just so weird that you could have that. Do you love your team? And listen, you have every right to be upset when they don't win. Every right. That's what being a fan is. But to even go into it before they throw a pitch and to have that kind of negative, oh, what you going to do? Tell us how great they are? No, he's going to tell us how they suck. That's what he's going to do. Because every manager does that. Bunch of clowns.
But that's why I say they're not.
Would the manager keep his job if he did that? You guys are comparing a manager to like somebody in politics, and politicians don't tell the truth either. But they're not there to sit there and like tell you everything that's wrong. They're just not. That's not their job. They're trying to explain what happened.
Especially nowadays. Well, in all sports, you know.
Well, we're trying to have fun today on the show, but there's serious stuff going on in Kansas City. If you haven't heard, there were shots fired near Union Station in Kansas City at the Chiefs parade, the victory parade. 10 people have been transported to a hospital. Looks like they apprehended a couple of shooters. That's all we know. I mean, as a radio show here in New York, we simply don't have the manpower to cover this the way it's going to be, you know, should be covered. But we are not making light of this or anything like that. We're doing our show as soon as we get any more information about what's happening in Kansas City, and we will tell you. And one of the shooters was actually tackled by fans, which is kind of amazing. I mean, it's one, according to One person has died and at least nine people are injured after the shooting. Imagine you go to a celebration for Super Bowl and you end up, you don't come home.
Now, we don't know whether this was a intentional shooting at innocent people or was there crossfire and
like an altercation.
It was an altercation and people got in the way of it. Not that either's right, but was it somebody that went there and their destination for a mass shooting, or was there just a shooting that just happened to be near the parade and near bystanders?
Awful. Just awful. Again, it's not like we're ignoring it. We just don't have the information at our disposal, and we are monitoring it. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Bob in Virginia. Bob.
Hey, Michael. Don and Peter, how you doing today?
Good, Bob. How are you?
We met last year at spring training. You were coming out of Yankee Stadium, and my son and I were outside waiting for our Uber, and we had a nice conversation about guys getting hurt and injuries and so on and so forth. And here we hear it again, first day of spring training, catching the pitches that Tavino's hurt. What do you think about Matt Snell? Are we going to get him or what?
No. Mm. No. You're not getting him. They made him a great offer. He said no, and they said they're out. They signed Stroman. There's not an unlimited pot of money. They're not going to go after Snell. I mean, I shouldn't say they're not. I mean, if for some strange reason his price drops to a level that they can't even believe, which I don't think it will, I'm sure they might get involved, but no. Everybody wants to get everybody. I understand wishful thinking, but They have the third highest payroll in baseball. They're over the fourth threshold. They've already gotten into the Cohen tax. And you expect them to go out and get Blake Snell now.
And because he's a Boris client, I think in all likelihood they'll wait it out before they take that severe a discount where the Yankees, I think, would jump in.
It's not like he's going to do a make-good bridge contract. I'll sign for a year. Maybe the market would be better. He's coming off a Cy Young Award. He can't be better than this year. He just can't. Jordan Montgomery can't have a better year to go into free agency than he just had, pitching the way he did in the postseason. So that's not an option for these guys to do a one-year contract. Because what if they do a one-year contract and they just wet the bed?
But also it doesn't look good if he doesn't play.
No, it doesn't.
That's not great either, because now I don't know if this will happen, but let's just say he doesn't like anything and decides to sit the season. You think the offers are going to get better because he did that or worse?
No, because pitchers, as they get older, they don't get better.
Yeah. It stinks for him, and we had this conversation the other day, Michael. At some point, if I were Blake Snell, I'm telling Boris, I got to play. I can't not play. I know you want to get the most money from me, and I appreciate that, and that's what I wanted. But now, pitchers and catchers reporting, and I don't have a team? What are we doing?
And
Waiting for somebody to get hurt?
The longer you wait, to me, and I said this on yesterday's show, the less valuable you become. Because you're gonna try to rush your preparation, you might get hurt, and you're going to be ineffective in April. Why? Why don't they spend that kind of money for that? Why? So pitchers and catchers, the Dodgers reported earlier, the Padres reported earlier because they start the season overseas. So they got an earlier start. All teams are, pitchers and catchers reporting. Yankee regulars report on Monday. This is what the spring training is 6 weeks long, so the pitchers could get ready. I don't care how they're preparing. I do not care how Snell and Montgomery are preparing. I just don't. That's not the same as preparing with a team. You're not getting yourself ready to pitch in spring training games. First you do two innings, then you do three, then you do four, then you do five, and then you do six, and then you're ready to go into the season. No. If you miss any of those steps, you're imperiling your team and you're imperiling your health. I think they're really playing a really expensive game of chicken.
Now, can you, because I'm ignorant on the subject, if you're Blake Snell, can you get Boris or work something out where you can join an independent league team and go through their spring training so at least you can get the reps? Whether it's a high school, something, can you go join some team that isn't affiliated with Major League Baseball that can allow you to at least go through the reps in preparation?
You can do that, but you could get hurt. I don't think they throw a pitch in anger until they sign a contract. I know what you're saying. It doesn't make sense to do it. Just doesn't make sense to do it. Oh, let's see. Oh, Peter, you got some things to tell us.
I sure do, Michael. I've been waiting for you all day to ask me about this. New York, it's Peter for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Right now, you can lease a new 24 Dodge Hornet RT for only $299 a month with zero down. That's right, $299 a month, zero down. All during the President's Day sales event. All right, shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. The Dodge Hornet RT is the most powerful compact UV. Based on 2023 IIHS's compact UV segment. Latest available competitive information. Quickest based on 0 to 60 time in 5.6 seconds. Most powerful based on 288 HP. Best handling based on 0.09 Max G skid pad vehicle dynamics rating. A weight distribution of 52 over 48. And car and driver dynamics testing.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's pond hockey season on Long Island. And ESPN New York wants you to be a part of the action. Head to ESPNNewYork.com on the or the ESPN New York app for your chance to win a 60-minute time slot at the outdoor synthetic rink in the park at UBS Arena. All you have to do is scroll down to contest, submit your entry, join the New York Islanders for some fun in February. Take advantage of special ticket pricing for upcoming home games at UBS Arena and be there for every thrilling matchup. Get your tickets today at NewYorkIslanders.com/Feb.
Bad loss for them last night in the shootout against Seattle. You're taking on a Kraken team that's in the second of back-to-backs. You need the game, and You're in a 1-1 tie in the third period in your building against a team that played the night before, and you get five shots on goal, and they only get a point. Detroit ends up losing. Now the Devils, you know, they won their game. They came back and beat Nashville. Islanders are in a bit of trouble here. I was very surprised that Lou was as confident as he was when we were there Thursday that they can make the playoffs. I am not as confident.
It's going to be tough. I mean, they can't keep losing, you know, they can't keep losing points that are there for them.
No.
Peter, did you see the Dana White thing with Howie Mandel today?
No.
Very weird. So Howie Mandel, just like every human being in America, has a podcast. And his guest was Dana White.
All right.
The head of USC. And Howie Mandel does this, you know, long intro and said, Dana, thank you so much for coming on. And Dana, this 30 seconds, Dana White goes, you know what? I've done so many of these podcasts. I'm done doing podcasts. I'm done. I can't take anymore. He takes off his headset, walks off. End of it. He went to a studio.
And the moment hit him then?
Yeah.
That's not a good guy. That's not a good guy move.
Is it possible it was part of some sort of bit that we'll hear about later, isn't it?
That's the only thing that makes sense.
I mean, it looked like Mandel was stunned.
It looked legit.
Yeah.
I mean,
it just doesn't make sense that you would drive to a studio.
It's got to be a work, right? I mean, because, like, oh, you're sick of podcasts. I get it. Then you just you say you don't want to do it. Or as you're walking in there going, you know what, I'm not feeling it today, I'm going to go. But wait until you're introduced?
Very odd. Very odd.
Yeah, that it smells workish.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll have more on ENN when your people.
I always do.
Yeah. You know, we talked about the shooting at the Kansas City parade. One dead, 9 taken to the hospital, 2 people apprehended. What ESPN is doing, ESPN Television, if you want to follow along more, they are carrying the KNBC coverage from Kansas City on the shooting. So that's on ESPN right now if you want further information. 1-800-919-3776. Anthony in the car. Anthony.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Nothing. Don, don't get mad at me because I want to ask you a would you, but I got to call fraud on you.
What's that?
Monday, you were talking about how great Jim Nance and Tony Romo was, and then yesterday, you want him to be demoted.
Yeah. What I said was I thought it was the best game I heard Tony Romo do. And
you were only talking specifically about Tony Romo.
But I thought Nance was great, too. I just like Ian Eagle more. I can't compliment the broadcast and say, you know what, I think it could be better with Ian Eagle? That's not fraud.
I don't know. You want to, like, demote the guy after you think he had his best show?
Because I think Ian Eagle could do better. Did you hear Ian Eagle's call on International? I mean, I didn't hear the whole game. I heard the game-winning call. It was terrific. I'm just an Ian Eagle guy, and I think he's better than Jim Nance.
I think he would be number one. He'd be number one if he was Ian, I think.
You know what? It's a great take by you.
So let me ask you a quick would you, if you don't mind, Don.
Yes.
You have to go to the Masters tournament in April for all 4 days.
Kill me.
And if you don't, you get the rest of your life. You live with Mike Tyson's lisp. Would you go or no?
Well, I think that would significantly hurt my career, so I would go. Now, do I have to enjoy it? Can I get like a lounge chair and just take in the rays?
Yeah.
Oh, then
sure. You get this. You could sit on one hole and enjoy a cocktail
absolutely.
If you want.
Because I'm a big fan of nice weather.
Instead of the Tyson lisp.
Yes, I mean I don't like making fun of speech impediments or anything.
Well,
like
not
that,
you. You mean you wouldn't do the impression that Michael?
No, and listen, I think Michael's been able to make it work for him, but I do think it would affect my career. So 4 days of just lounging out in beautiful weather.
He's a very scared man.
I don't believe, Don, that you can take a lounge chair out onto the Masters. So you'd have to stand for all 4 days.
Yeah, but still, it's my career.
The point is, he'd make it work.
I would
but
make
I
it work.
But I think that you're the type of. Broadcasting talent, Don, you can make it work with a lisp.
I think
some of your best rants would be hilarious if you did them with a lisp.
Well, what was I doing with the Pythagorean theorem?
Look how that worked out.
Pythagorean theorem, Fev.
Yeah. I don't know. No offense to Mike. I'm good with my voice. I like my voice.
It's a beautiful voice. James in Las Vegas. James.
What's up,
Jimmy?
Baby?
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm a big fan. I'm a little nervous, so bear with me.
Don't be.
Last time I talked to you guys, Fitzpatrick came on the Jets, and I asked if Geno Smith would, if he shows out, what would happen. Anyway, I got a quick Jets point and a Yankee question, and I just realized that it's Wednesday. I have a would you if you guys want to take it.
Go for it.
All right, let's see how your first two go.
We'll consider it.
On the Jet, I listen to the podcast because what I do doesn't let me listen to you guys live. And I heard yesterday's show, and I think it was Don that was a little perplexed as to where the Jets were on the way too early ranking.
Yes.
And I think that the people that made that list put into consideration just how the Jets reacted, or lack of reaction, to Aaron Rodgers getting hurt. They just stood pat and basically took life how they just basically smashed their face into the wall every week because they were just going with the team that they had and they didn't improve. That was just my view on it. The Yankees. Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your Yankees point?
On the Yankees, I have Soto played 162 games. That seems like that's what he wants to do. He's going to come to the Yankees. He might be regulated to play 150 or 145. And I know Volpe played 159, but Volpe and Soto are two different sports cars. if the Yankees regulate Soto to basically what he doesn't want to do, would that come into consideration when it comes to negotiations? Or would the Yankees basically bend that rule and let him play 162 in an effort to keep him here?
I don't think that that will be the deciding factor. Like I said yesterday, I don't know if you heard that on the podcast, I think he's going to go to the place that pays him the most money. I don't think they'll let him play 162 because they don't think that you get peak efficacy if a guy's tired. That's what I think. Anyway, what's your would you?
Okay, so would you guys rather run full speed everywhere you go? If you get up from that seat and you go to the door, you are sprinting. Now, remember what you're going to look like going into a bank and in the airport. Mm-hmm. Or would you scream at the top of your lungs whenever you guys speak? On the radio, you guys can speak, like, just to keep that you guys can keep your careers. On the radio, you speak normal, but in private life, you scream at the top of your lungs at everything you say. You cannot learn sign language, and you cannot write down what you're about to say.
I would run. And you know what? Me running is not going to look like anybody else is running, so I'll be fine.
Yeah, I think I would do the running as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, there's not that much downside to running. But there's a lot of downside to screaming like a maniac every time you talk.
But he came, true, but he also came up with the points of imagine how it would look. You running into the airport. You're running into the bank.
Well, like how would it look if you're in the bank and you're screaming, I want to take out, $1,000.
But, Michael, that's basically us if we live till we're 90. That's what we're going to do. Screaming.
Thank you, James.
So good basically, stuff. I would have to do. I would be doing my Bill Polian impression 24/7.
You know what? I want to reach that. See if it happens. Let's go to Jesus in the Bronx.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Jesus?
It's my first time calling you, and I forgot to say this, but I'm a blind person too.
Well, welcome aboard, Jesus.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. My thing about Ron Soho. If he becomes signed with the Yankees again, would it be twisted that he signs more money with the Yankees?
What do you mean? Would it be what?
Since he signed in 1 year, he's there only for 1 year, right?
Right.
And then have a big year this year, will they sign him a new contract next year?
The intent, Jesus, and we thank you for the call and thank you for joining us, but the intent is to keep him here a long time.
He is going to go to free agency to answer the question. Like, I don't think that he'll have a monster season and then in September they sign him to an extension.
I guess that's not how Scott Boras plays the game.
No, Scott Boras wants him to hit free agency.
And it makes sense, especially if you get to September. I mean, then you're 3 weeks away from having 30 teams bid on you rather than one.
So let me ask you this, Michael, because we're getting into the relationship between the player and the agent. So let's say Soto falls in love with New York, and he's having a monster season, and the Yankees are running away with the division, and he says to Scott Boras, listen, talk to the Yankees about an extension. I love it here. I don't want to test free agency. I don't want to even be tempted by these offers to go some – I really – do what you can to get the most money out of the Yankees, but I don't want to test free agency. Boras is going to tell him no?
I think Boras will tell him what he would be losing because I think the exact thing happened that you're saying with Jose Altuve. Altuve said, get the most you can get out of the Astros. I don't want to leave here. So that's why he did something he usually doesn't do. He signed an extension a year before he became a free agent. So if he says that, I think Boras will lay out, this is what that's going to cost you. But if you want to stay here, then as you said, the agent works for the player, and that would be it.
Right, because it wouldn't make any sense financially for Boras to say, well, listen, that's not what I do. I'm going to recommend another agent, because then he'd lose out on what still is going to be a very lucrative contract that Soto would sign and get a percentage of that. But we say that Boras has this like mysticism over his clients. I mean, it's completely out of the realm of possibility. Soto falls in love and says, I don't want to test free agency. I want to be here.
It's not out of the realm of possibility, but I still believe that Boras would talk him into, listen, we'll take the Yankees' best offer, but let's drive the price up by having other teams bid on you. I promise you I'll get you the Yankees, but by taking it now, we're losing tens of millions of dollars. Now, if he says I still want it now, then the agent has to do it. But if you get to September, it would make sense just to go to free agency and at least try to drive the team's price up. Let's go to a house. I think that's how you pronounce it, in New Jersey. House? Hoss, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, it's Hoss.
Sorry, Hoss.
Hoss, H-A-S-S, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm calling because I got a wood year for Peter. I wanted to know if Peter would rather cover college football for an entire football season or eat like Michael Kay for an entire college football season.
Wow.
So that also includes Christmas season, you know, Christmas holidays and everything.
Oh, no, I'd absolutely rather cover college football. I mean,
really? I'm surprised by that.
That's how repulsed he is by how I eat.
I would still enjoy. What does he mean? I guess covering. What's the question? So I
guess you have to go to games every Saturday.
Yeah, every Saturday you're someplace around the country.
Oh, just like reporting. Oh, because I was thinking more like doing play by play. That would be fun. Covering like a reporter? No, I'd go with Michael's bad eating.
Really? ESPN reporting Don Gullett, who found fame with the Reds, fortune with the Yankees, although injuries derailed his time with the Yankees. He was a great pitcher. Dies today at the age of 73. But that was a guy who was robbed maybe of a Hall of Fame arc by injuries that, at the time they couldn't correct. And he was some pitcher with the Reds. Some pitcher. Johnny Bench once said that Don Gullett was the most athletic player he'd ever played with. And look at the players that Johnny Bench played with. So that's how great Don Gullett was when he was healthy. But when he signed that big deal with the Yankees, his arm went south. So Don Gullett passes away today at the age of 73. Hey, from Thanksgiving all the way to the big game is typically a sports fan's season of eating. But now it's time to get ready for spring training. Reach out to NJ Diet today. Their results are nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. With NJ Diet, you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. They use your hair and saliva, along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements that get your body into the fat-burning zone. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help to keep the weight off. Lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days. Now, that's much quicker than the injections and safer, too. NJ Diet is all natural, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no shots. You even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Came back with a good song after 30 years.
He really did. I'm impressed. I enjoy it.
Not much impresses you.
No, I'm a professional. I have a high standard, and damn it, the song's great.
Yeah, because you're a producer.
Go, Jace.
Let's go to Dennis in the car. Dennis. Dennis.
Right.
Big D.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
First time, long time.
Thank you, man. What's up?
I got a good Would You Wednesday for you.
Let's hear it.
All right. You're best friends with, Michael, you were best friends with Michael Breen for a long time, right?
Yeah,
before you met
am.
Your wife.
Still am.
Still am. I'm, like I said, long time listener. Say back in your college days, your 20s, your 30s, Michael Breen gets married and you're single.
Why are you saying Michael?
Now now Michael Breen happens to pass away. And Michael Breen's wife is a knockout.
Right.
Would you approach, if that woman approaches you, would you?
And I'm single?
Partake in a relationship
and I'm single?
With that person.
And
you're
single.
Single.
And Mike is gone.
Yes, but you're
absolutely.
Best friend
bring it on.
Since
bring it on.
Fifth grade, fourth
Why
grade.
Not? Why not?
Hold on.
I know what Peter's answer is going to be because he's Mr. Nice Guy. He doesn't have a Laura Benanti or a Kate Beckinsale.
he's got plenty. He just doesn't
object
say it.
From this conversation.
Wait, hold on real quick. Can you tell me how long ago did Michael Breen pass away in this version you're telling?
I would say, Mike, they were married for, let's say, they were going out for 10 years.
How long, God forbid, how long is he gone before the woman approaches me?
Oh, we're talking like a month.
No. No, I wouldn't do that. No. Couple of years, bring it on. Let's go.
Okay. I mean, you shouldn't be so happy about it.
I'm not happy. That's why Woodja is all wrong on the show. I'm the only one who spits truth. You guys should ask me the questions. I'm not being happy about it. 2 years go by. The woman is gorgeous. She used to be married to my best friend who terribly passed away, and she comes on to me, and I'm single? Of course. Let's go. Let's do it.
No, wait. Do what, though?
Let's have a relationship.
So, don't you want to add? See, the difference is not that you're so great because you give blurt-out answers. It's that Don and I think through it in a real way.
Mm-hmm. I think quicker than you guys.
No, but what I'm saying is, maybe if it's a situation where you would consider having it be the relationship for the rest of your life, like this was, you realize the ultimate love and the bond you guys share over this friend is what keeps you, like, you need to be close. Okay. But, like, just hooking up with them? That sounds terrible.
I didn't say,
I just want clarity.
Would you have a relationship?
Well, it's still tough.
The problem I have with you, Michael.
So many.
Is that, you know, that, and she's hot? Like,
But that's what he said.
I know, but it does. It shouldn't matter. Like, if
it does,
I have a rule.
I'm honest, it matters.
But that doesn't mean we can't talk about your answer. Yeah, it's honest. Well, honest means that you can say anything you want, and we can't have a conversation about it.
No, because you guys are not phone. I'm thinking about abdicating the Woodja seat. I don't want to do it anymore.
But I have a rule.
You guys,
I have
drips.
A rule.
Yeah,
that I don't date. I did not date. Women that my friends dated.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't either.
Because I just think that's awkward. Now, certain things happen. You absolutely fall in love with a person. But
I agree
would be
with
very,
you.
Very difficult for me.
But if the person's dead.
I know, but even more so now. I think it would be very difficult. Now, I don't know where my heart's going to take me if I happen to fall absolutely head over heels in love with her and it's a few years removed and it just, I think it'd be ridiculous to squelch that connection. But to just go, all right, it's been 2 years and she's hot, I'm going to date her, I think that makes you a bad guy.
Okay, good. Then you know.
And that's an honest answer.
That's what Woodja is about, to expose the fact that I'm a bad guy. Now, you guys will not expose your true selves because you give politically correct pap answers. That's what you do. So I think I'm out on Woodja because you guys don't play the game the right way. You sit there and you, like, pontificate and you say, oh, gee, if I say this, who's it going to affect? Am I going to offend any of people going to think poorly of me?
So you're a big tough guy. All right, so you're a big tough guy because you're so honest. Meanwhile, you go, my wife could be listening and she has a sister and I'm going to say, yeah, I go, I got to live with that?
Come on.
No,
that
no,
makes
no,
me a bad guy
answer.
That
you
I'm trying
no.
to that I'm trying to protect the feelings of my wife that's listening?
Come on.
So your honesty allows you to be that way? I'm sorry. I'm not in that kind of relationship.
Can't do it.
Do it.
Andrew and Charlotte. Andrew.
Hey, guys. Am I on?
Yeah, you are.
All right. So,
That wasn't even a would you question, by the way. That was just, hey, would you stab your friend in the back if he died? That's not a would you.
Well, let me ask you, Andrew, how's that stabbing somebody in the back?
I mean, it's...
Michael, you can't act like it's not on the table. You know, I don't know. It's going to be awkward after you die if there is an afterlife to kind of have that conversation.
Well,
you
know,
I
don't think I'm wrong here, but didn't Adam Schefter write a book about this?
Yeah, absolutely. He married I don't know if he didn't know.
No, he didn't know the guy.
He didn't know the guy.
Okay, that's right. That's why I wasn't sure.
Yeah, he didn't.
Okay, I have a would you that's actually would you blank or blank, but it's sports related, not perverted like we try and pin Michael on.
Weird, okay.
So, question, compare and talking about Mahomes and the GOAT this week. Would you rather watch a quarterback today of your choice, probably Mahomes, but whoever you want, play a full season in the past, or would you rather a former quarterback play a full season today? Ooh. If you could watch one, who would you pick? Curious what your thoughts are.
I'd rather see a former quarterback play today, particularly like a Dan Marino. As Don said, what did he have, 5,000 yards in an era where they didn't – well, you could crush a quarterback, you could bend him in half, you could grab receivers. He might put up 6,500 yards in this kind of game. So, yeah, I'd rather see that. I think Patrick Mahomes would succeed in the past era.
Yeah, me too.
So, and Marino would be your guy, Michael?
Yeah, I think so. How about you?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. There would be something intriguing, though, to kind of quiet the people that live in the now to see what a modern quarterback would do 30 years ago.
Yeah, there's an attraction to that.
Because again, I do feel protective of the era in which I fell in love with football, and it would kind of show them, like, see how difficult it was to play back then, how hard it was. Like, all these people that just kind of poo-poo the quarterbacks from 40 years ago because they didn't throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns and all that. So there would be – that'd be intriguing, but just from the pure joy – to see what a Dan Marino could do in 2024 would be just fascinating.
You know who else I would like to see, too? And I think, you know, you appreciate what he did. Fran Tarkenton today. Fran Tarkenton was way ahead of his time, man.
Yeah.
He was way ahead of his time.
He's kind of the modern-day quarterback.
Yeah. I think he would excel. Mm. And, even not so distant past. I think Steve Young still made the Hall of Fame in an era where you could – crush quarterback, he'd be so much even more effective in an era where you can't touch him.
And I think Randall Cunningham would be even better. And he was great, but I think he'd be a Hall of Famer today.
How about Bobby Douglas?
Yeah, you're a little bit older than me. I know the reference. I just don't know what kind of arm he had, Michael. I mean, I'm sure he ran just basically out of the necessity because he didn't have an arm. But not having really remembered seeing him play, I don't know. Did he have a strong arm, but just chose to run, or was that like his by far his best asset?
I think his running was his best asset.
Look at his numbers.
1-800-919.
That was a good one, man. I like that.
Yeah, there's something about Bobby Douglas that's really intriguing about this day and age because again, he was ahead of his time. Peter, one thing that Bobby Douglas had to do because everybody's trying to hit him, he had to dodge those tacklers, man.
Oh, wow. I see what you did. New York, it's Peter for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Right now, you can lease a new 24 Dodge Hornet RT for only $299 a month with zero down. That's right, $299 a month, zero down, all during the President's Day sales event. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. The Dodge Hornet RT is the most powerful compact UV based on 2023 IIHS compact UV segment. Latest available competitive information. Quickest based on 0 to 60 time of 5.6 seconds. Most powerful based on 288 HP. Best handling based on 0.09 Max G skid pad vehicle dynamics rating, a weight distribution of 52 over 48, and car and driver dynamics testing.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.